Whether you are having a hard time sleeping at night, or you don't have the energy or the motivation to get out of bed in the morning, this episode is going to bless you, my friend. We are going to be talking about the actual tips or tools that you need in order to get good quality sleep, because good quality sleep affects every other area of your life. So stay tuned. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. Hey, as you are listening to this podcast, and what if questions come up for you or ideas of other things that you'd love to learn, I am so here for that. I want to serve you in all the ways that I can. And so if you want to get in touch with me, share some ideas or something that I could maybe use on a upcoming podcast, just go ahead and email me at melanie@ditchingdepression.com. And if it's something that'll fit in and will work, I will definitely touch on it if I can. All right. So did you know that sleepless nights and feelings of despair are very closely linked? And did you also know that when you have continual lack of adequate sleep, that can lead to depression? And depression in and of itself can actually lead to insomnia. So there is a cycle that's happening. The less we sleep, the more likely we are to be depressed or have depression, and then the more likely we are to become insomniacs, which means that we can't sleep. So in this study that was done by the National Institute of Mental Health, they actually studied various sleep complaints and symptoms of depression in over 8,000 people. And what they discovered was that insomnia was reported by 10% of the subjects. About 40% of those with insomnia developed a mental disorder. Risk of major depression among insomniacs was 40 times higher than those without insomnia. And those experiencing temporary sleeplessness had a 60% greater likelihood that they would fall prey to a depressive episode. Do you see the power of sleep? Sleep is so, so critically important to our overall health, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, right? Sleep and rest is talked a lot about actually in the Bible. And so we're going to dig into what we can do and how we can get better sleep. You know, Dr. Neil Medley, he has the Depression and Anxiety Recovery Program. And he actually has a 10-day live-in program where people actually go to Weimar and they stay there for 10 days. And you know what he says? You know what he talks about? Is people come there and like obviously they aren't sleeping. Many of them are not sleeping. And what he does is he gets them going to bed at the same time. As soon as they get there, they're all starting to go to bed at the same time. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, every single morning, someone is pounding on their door and getting them up. There's no excuse. They don't get to sleep in. They don't get to moan and whine because they're too tired. He gets them up. And guess what happens? He gets them outside and they walk in the fresh air and the sunshine. They walk and they walk. And he says, like, for the first 3 or 4 days, everyone is complaining and, you know, nobody wants to get up. But by, you know, whatever, day 4 or 5, these people are up and they're ready to go and they are sleeping. They're sleeping better because they're breaking the cycle. And this is the thing, right? When we don't sleep at night, we think we need to sleep all day. But all that does is cause more sleepless nights. So at some point, we have to break the cycle. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about in this podcast today. So just bear with me if I'm a little bit tough on you, because I do see the importance of this. Because myself, if I've allowed myself, I'm pretty good now about, you know, habits when I sleep, habits when I get up, like all these things, right? Because our bodies are very habitual. Our brains are very habitual. And if we are doing the same thing all the time, our brains figure that out and they're like, oh yeah, I know what to expect. I know what to do. But if it's everything is all willy-nilly, we go to bed early one night, then we go to bed late, then we get up late, then we get up early, like everything is messed up. Our body doesn't know. Our brain doesn't know when we're actually supposed to be sleeping. So what are some things that actually can help us to get good sleep? Okay, so let's look at this. So Dr. Nedley gets these people up and outside early in the morning, and they walk, right? They walk and they walk and they walk and they walk. So the first one is actually getting exercise early in the morning, getting fresh air and sunshine early in the morning. And that is now going to, that sunshine is going to help to create the melatonin that we need to sleep at night. So we need to get the early morning sunshine in our eyes to have the serotonin in order to build the melatonin in order to sleep well. So that's the first thing, is we have to get in the habit of going to bed at the same time and getting up at the same time every day, even on holidays, even on weekends. You want to maintain that same cycle. Now, you know, obviously there's going to be sometimes when you got company or you're out late or whatever. But as a general rule, you should make it a habit to go to bed at the same time, or, you know, within half an hour or so of the same time each night, so that your body gets trained. Oh, okay, this is bedtime, because you want to set up an actual sleep routine. Oh, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So first things, we're going to start in the morning. We want to get out, get that exercise, right? Get that sunshine on our skin. The next thing that we're going to want to do is we're going to want to avoid through the day, at least late in the afternoon. You want to avoid caffeine. Like I say, at least for the later part of the day, because caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol are all stimulants. And even though people can say, oh, I can have a few drinks and then I can fall asleep, you don't typically sleep as well because you're restless, right? You may not know it, but you'll wake up feeling tired and groggy and all of those things. So you want to kind of avoid that stuff through the day. And they say that we should, our biggest meal, now again, people are going to disagree with me, but I find that this works really well for me. You have your biggest meal earliest in the day. So you have your biggest meal for breakfast, and then your next biggest meal would be like the lunch kind of meal, and then the last meal of the day, which should be 3 to 4 hours before you actually want to go to bed, should be the lightest meal of the day, because you want your digestion to be done by the time you want to lay down and go to sleep. Because if you're have just eaten a big meal and you go climb into bed, your body, your digestive system is still working. That means your body is not resting the way that it should be. And you will wake up feeling groggy. You might have had bad dreams. You might have tossed and turned, like all of these things which impair the quality of sleep that you get. So if you can avoid that stuff, and another rule that I like to go by is lights out an hour before lights out. What does that mean? That means, let's say you want to be sleeping by 10:30, just for easy figuring. That's when I go to bed. That's why I'm saying that. So let's say that's what you want to do. Now, you want to start turning lights down by 9 o'clock. That means shutting off devices, shutting off the TV, you know, just starting to turn the lights down in the house, starting to slow your brain down, starting to slow your speed down. Going for a nice, you know, nice walk in the evening is a wonderful way to get yourself ready for sleep. You could have a nice warm bath. You can, this is where you can drink some nice herbal teas that can help you to, you know, calm your nerves and soothe things and decrease stress. So like chamomile and horsetail, and there's a whole bunch, and I'll do a podcast on that actually too. But there is a whole bunch of different herbs that you can take to help you with calming and soothing and all those things with your nervous system. So you want to, and then when you go to sleep, your room should be completely dark. Like I can't even sleep with an alarm clock. I can't even have an alarm clock in my room because that light bothers me all night long. Like it'll just cause me to toss and turn and wake. Like when I go stay in a hotel room, I have to put something over top in front of the clock because otherwise I can't sleep. So you want it to be dark. You want your room to be cool. Cool is better than hot. Hot, sometimes it's really hard to sleep when it's hot and you don't sleep as well. So if you can have a window open, even a crack in the wintertime, that is so good for you. And you will sleep so much better if you have fresh air coming in all night long. And your room should be neat and tidy. That's the other thing. Your sleeping environment is very, very important, right? Don't have a lot of clutter. Don't have, you know, the TV going and all this stuff happening inside your room, because then your brain doesn't shut down. Your brain wants to think and it's overstimulated by all the things that are around. So try to have a clean, cool, dark sleeping environment. And quiet. Quiet is good too. If you can't have quiet, then get earplugs. Now, the other thing that you want to do is you want to avoid excessive boredom in the daytime, because if you are just laying around being bored, have no real vision or direction, you know what happens? Your body is not at all fatigued, and so therefore it gets restless. If you haven't expended much energy, like if you haven't worked out or you've been bored all day, or your body actually gets really restless, and then it's really hard to sleep. So some things that you can do, you know, maybe you could go help someone during the day, or get a hobby. If you don't have a job, like if you have a job, then you'll be working. But you know, if you're just at home all day and you have all this time on your hands, you need to fill it with something. You absolutely need to fill it with something, because the more time that you spend just being bored and being sedentary, it's going to wreak havoc on your sleep. So you want to start doing something, right? And where am I? So you want a physically fit person. Get this. This is why we talk about exercise. So according to this Dr. Peter Howery at the Mayo Sleep Disorder Center, he says, being physically fit can prevent spasmodic sleep. People who exercise fall asleep more easily, awaken less during the night, and sleep more efficiently than those who don't. So see, again, you want to put movement both for your mind and your body into your day. You want to eat a light meal at supper time. You want to start going to bed, like get your sleep habits, going to bed at the same kind of time day and getting up at the same time of the day. You want to get sunshine in your eyes and fresh air, and you want to get movement all done in a day. You want to have a purpose, because the Bible says that a man without a vision will perish. I believe that 100%. So if you are unable to get up in the morning because you have no energy, there's a few things that you have to look at, obviously. And I will do, like I say, I'm going to do another whole podcast on that in itself. But if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a purpose, if you don't truly know that your life has value, you're going to have no desire to get up. You're going to have no desire to do anything. And that's just going to spiral you deeper and deeper, deeper into depression or anxiety. So you want to figure out, what can you be doing? Can you be volunteering somewhere? Can you be helping someone somewhere? Can you be, can you get a different job? Can you, like, what? Just spend some time, preferably with the Lord, and ask, like, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my vision for my life? What do I want my life to look like? Because again, so many times we don't think about, you know, we have goals or we have dreams, but we don't do anything to try to get to them. They're just sort of there. Oh, I wish that could happen. But what can you do today to actually make it come to fruition, right? What can you do to start to, first thing, find a vision for your life, find out what the vision is for your life, and then take steps toward attaining it or getting there? Because I'm going to tell you that once you have a vision and once you have something lighting you up inside, you're not going to be able to sleep all day. You won't be able to. You're going to have to want to get up and do something and get moving. And see, it all works. It all works together. You know, there was times when I was just in the darkness. The darkness had gotten a hold of me. And, you know, because of whatever circumstances or relationships or things that I was telling myself, like lies that I was telling myself, whatever the thing, I had gotten into a dark place. And I just kept thinking, I don't want to go out. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to do anything. But I made myself, I was volunteering at a soup kitchen back then. And I knew I have to go because, you know, on Fridays, there's always lots of people that come to the soup kitchen and I have to go. because they need me. They need me to help them. And so I got up and I went after having a hard week, right? Got up, got ready, went and served at the soup kitchen, and I came home and I felt like a million bucks. I was so much lighter. I felt valuable, right? I knew that what I'd done that night had really truly blessed other people. And it all of a sudden, when you take your eyes off of yourself and you put them on someone else who is, you know, going through maybe a harder time than you or as equally as hard as you, but you just remove your sights from your own problems and you put them on solving someone else's problems, man, talk about transformation in your mental health. It will just, there aren't words to describe what it actually does inside of us. But it is so, so important. And the only way that we can do that is to get good quality sleep. So I hope that these tips and these little tricks kind of inspired you, motivated you to try something. Because again, don't just accept, oh, I just have insomnia and I don't sleep. Or I don't have energy and I don't have to get up. That is not acceptable. Like truly, it's not acceptable. And I told you I was going to be a little bit hard on you. You have to force yourself to get up. You have to force yourself to do something, because if you don't break the cycle, you will forever stay in that darkness, right? You will stay there. And yes, you can take medication and you can do this, but you have to make some changes in your life, because medications only work for so long, and sometimes they don't even work the way that we want them to work. So if you want your life to be the best and you want to get out of the darkness, because I'm all about overcoming, people. I am all about overcoming. I don't believe that we need to stay stuck where we are. I believe that there's always a solution, and it's up to us individually to take action and to take initiative in order to change our life. I believe that. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in other people's lives. And I love you, my friend. I totally do. But the reason I'm being hard on you is because I do love you. And I know that you can have better than what you might be having or experiencing right now. So listen to this again, because I kind of went all over the place probably, but take some notes and put these, make a commitment to yourself. Because here's the thing, when you start making changes, you don't want to change everything all at once, because it becomes overwhelming and then you will do nothing. I've seen this over and over again with my coaching clients, right? You got to take one action, get really good at it, and then add another action to that one. So write down the things that I talked about here today. Decide which one of those can I try first. And then I want you to commit to doing it for 10 days straight, right? Do it for 10 days straight. And if you fall off the wagon, brush yourself off and get back up. And as soon as you can easily do it for 10 days, then you can add more. Because the thing about depression and anxiety is that there's causes. We talked about this on another podcast, right? There is causes to this. And if we don't deal with the cause, we will forever have the symptoms. So everything that you're going to learn on this podcast is all about getting to the root of the problem and changing it so that you can have no more of the symptoms, right? You can have more. So that's what I have for you today. Again, if you have any questions or any topics you'd like me to touch on a future upcoming episode, then just email me at melanie@ditchingdepression.com. Soon my website will be done and then you can just go there. But for the moment, it is just best to email me there, and then we can figure out stuff from there. And again, if you are tired of just the struggle, we can talk. I can definitely be with you and work with you and help you to have accountability and have motivation and to just get past this stuff. Because sometimes I get it. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes you need someone to hold your hand. I totally get that. And that's what I'm here for. So have a fantastic day. Take care and God bless.
Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.